Also brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. And by Heinz, the official ketchup of the Cleveland Browns. Now here are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
We are less than 90 minutes away from the start of today's game as the Browns are in Buffalo to take on the Bills. The Browns looking to get their sixth win of the season. Buffalo at 2-10 entering today's game. The forecast for today on the field, lots of rain and wind. The snow will not arrive till later in the day. So as always it seems when the Browns and Bills play, the weather is a factor. As I bring in my partner Mike Pagel, it's just that time of year, right, Mike?
Well, it's also in Buffalo, and every time you go up to Buffalo, the wind always seems to be blowing, and it always seems to be either raining or snowing or sleet or whatever else you're going to get up in Buffalo. And this week, we thought it was going to be a lot of snow. It looks like maybe more rain this time instead of snow.
Now, over the years as we've done this show, Mike, I know you have talked about rain and snow is one thing for a quarterback, but it's really the wind that is the trickiest thing to deal with, isn't it?
Wind is the toughest because if it's wet, if it's snowy, if it's cold, hot, whatever, you can get kind of used to it. They do a great job of keeping the footballs dry, at least relatively dry, when it's raining or snowing. It's the wind. You go to make a throw, and you think you have it online, and the wind will blow it offline. And in the NFL, you have to be very, very precise on your throws. If you're off 6 inches one way or the other, it's an incompletion or worse, an interception. And when it's windy, you just can't control where the football's going.
Well, we're going to be going to Buffalo shortly to get the very latest on the weather there as we get you warmed up for today's game. We'll also have the weather forecast for our area today. We'll check in with Jim Donovan. We'll find out what's going on with the Bills. Browns GM Tom Heckert will join us. Vic Carucci from NFL.com around the NFL. How about the story in Minnesota where the Metrodome roof now is submerged because of the heavy snow? That game may be played tomorrow, may not be. And actually, they're calling it now an act of Favre, Mike Pagel, because he said if they had to play today, he would not have been able to go.
Well, you know, it is so nice to see that Brett Favre is going to have that opportunity just because of the weather. You know, God brought on the snow to collapse that dome so that Brett can keep his consecutive game streak intact. Isn't that amazing?
Well, if he plays tomorrow or Tuesday, whenever they play that game, then I think maybe we should do an investigation on that. So we're going to get you warmed up to the Browns and the Bills today. Mike, the Browns are finding ways to win the last two ball games. And, you know, I talked with you earlier in the week about that. And that is a statement in the growth of a team, isn't it?
That very much is. When you're a football team in the NFL, it's starting to develop. First, you have to bring in some talent. They have to start gaining some experience. They have to start learning the system, getting more and more comfortable. The next phase after that is learning how to win football games and coming up with ways to win football games. Last week wasn't pretty. Offense didn't move the ball up and down the field, and it wasn't Jake Delhomme throwing all over and Peyton Hillis running all over. They did just enough to win the football game. Defense was solid. They came up with three turnovers, especially the big interception late in the game that set up the game-winning field goal. But good football teams find a way to win, whether it's going out and scoring 45 points one game or maybe just scoring 10 but still winning a football game. And I think the Browns are starting that phase, that next phase of learning how to win football games, and that's very vital for the development of this team to become a serious playoff contender year in and year out.
Now, we're going to talk more about that, the growth of this team. Four games to go. A lot of football to be played in this season as they get ready to take on the Bills this afternoon. You are listening to the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show. Drive1Ohio.com. It's presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. We'll take a quick time out on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Oh, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. the just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
What if a bank did more than take care of your money and took the time to find out what's really important? At KeyBank, we talk to you about the big and small things. Maybe you're changing careers or busy changing diapers with one eye towards paying for college down the road. Whatever the case, we offer the kind of straightforward advice to help take care of all those things that matter most. Stop into your nearest KeyBank, start a conversation, and unlock your possibilities. KeyBank is member FDIC.
What makes the holiday season complete? Friends and family, sure. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. And eggnog. It's a sure sign that the holidays have arrived. The rich, creamy taste you'll crave all year long is back in Dairyman's Classic Eggnog. Pick it up for your holiday party and savor the creamy taste that only comes around once a year. Backed by popular demand, try Dairyman's Pumpkin Spice Nog and Dairyman's Low-Fat Holiday Nog. There's a Dairyman's Eggnog that's just right for your tastes. Dairyman's Eggnog is available where Dairyman's products are sold. All the dairy best to you from Dairyman's this holiday season.
Browns fans, it's the Browns Holiday Pack. Get four tickets, four hot dogs, and four Pepsis starting at $119. Browns Holiday Packs are available for the upcoming divisional battle versus the Baltimore Ravens on December 26th at 1 p.m. Get your Browns Holiday Pack today. Use promo code Pepsi when you call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000. 1-800-745-3000. Or visit ClevelandBrowns.com.
Come on in, Stan. The game is on.
What's with all the balloons?
I'm still celebrating the Brownies' big wins this season.
Oh, yeah, those were some huge victories. Hey, I heard there's another celebration in town.
Oh, yeah? Where?
The Ford year-end celebration.
So what are they celebrating?
The best deals of the year on our favorite brand.
Get to the Ford year-end celebration at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Give me that balloon. I'll show you how I celebrate.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
You are an airhead.
Hey, it's Rover. When the weather sucks, get complete, up-to-date school closing info at any time at WMMS.com.
And the kick is up, and it is good! Dawson kicked it through, and the ball game is over! They have them all the way, Doug.
Yeah. It's nice to come out on top in these close games, and that's something that we haven't been able to do or weren't able to do earlier in the season.
You know, we are, that's at 5 wins right now.
Presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel.
And it sure could come down to a Dawson kick today as the Browns get ready to take on the Bills in Buffalo. Gear up at the official team shop of the Cleveland Browns, your one-stop shop for authentic Browns merchandise. Visit ClevelandBrownsTeamShop.com today. Yeah, when the Browns and Bills go at it, it seems like we get weather a few years ago. Remember that 8-0 game, Mike? I mean, that was just an unbelievable snowstorm. That was an 07 in Dawson.
They would have been better off with skis and football spikes.
And Phil Dawson able to kick in that. There is something to that. That ability, when you kick here all year, you can deal with elements better than some of these dome kickers or these warm weather team kickers.
Well, I heard a great explanation earlier today, and that when you're out playing in this in terrible weather, snow, rain, wind, whatever, the first thing that happens is your concentration goes on the elements instead of what you have to do. Phil Dawson obviously has kicked in this weather for years and years and years. It does bother him, but mentally he's able to block it out, concentrate on the task at hand, and that's why he's so good at it. Guys who are in the domes, they don't have to worry about that except for maybe once or twice a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, a guy that's always got his focus and game on is Mike Trivisano. He joins us now as always at this time. Triv, good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm all right. You got your sleigh ready?
I think you need some reindeer also.
I think so. It's just everywhere. It's already, I call it glopping right now, Mike. It's kind of like a snow rain mix coming down right now.
What's that word?
Glop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In his previous life, he was a meteorologist.
I make up words.
That scientific.
All right, Mr. Trevisano, let's get right into it. Browns 5-7. You know, I had a guy I ran into yesterday who actually spoke highly of you as I was out and about, and we were talking, but we talked some football, and he said to me that he looks at the Browns, he's excited about their future. He thinks that they're really like one maybe big play wide receiver away, maybe one other guy on that offense to kind of spike this team to really being a legitimate playoff contender to maybe even go all the way. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would maybe take it one step farther. I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration. I think one big wide receiver and a couple of big defensive players to go along, whether they're linebackers or defensive linemen. And I think you're right, and that's not hard to add in one year.
You know, and I think that's the thing, Mike, as we've watched this team, you know, I was looking at the secondary, and this is for both of you, Mike. You know, you look at the development of T.J. Ward, Joe Hayden, but also Abe Elam's having a big year. Sheldon Brown, a veteran, he's still got a little gas in the tank. So the secondary seems like it's come around. The linebacking core, you've got some injuries, but you've got some depth. Yeah, as Mike, as Tripp just said, you're still looking for that thumper. But there seems like there's a little more talent on this team that's developed over this year than we thought a few months ago.
Well,
Mike,
there's more depth than this team has had in a long, long time. So when you lose a guy or a guy, for instance, like Eric Wright, who isn't playing at the same level he was last year, you still have other pieces to put in there to take over that's going to keep you at that same level you've been playing at. And, Trev, you know, it's not just one offensive player or one explosive receiver. I think they need two or three guys on the offensive side of the ball who are dynamic, explosive guys that can take it the length of the field at a moment's notice. And I think that's one of the things offensively that they're really missing right now.
Well, I think what we're all trying to say is we're not far.
True.
Yeah, and,
true.
You know, and it's starting this year, we thought we were 10 million miles away. So, again, you know, that's what we wanted to see. At least that's what I said I wanted to see, was something I could hang my hat on for the upcoming years. And I think we've witnessed that. So I guess to sum that up, I think we're much closer than we thought we were at the beginning of this year anyway.
And of course, still the caveat to all of that is the play at the quarterback position and how important that is. Jake Delhomme will start today. Colt McCoy is getting closer to return. We might see him again at the end of the year. That's still, I guess, the question mark, Mike, when you look at this team. Is Colt going to be the guy going forward?
Well, I think so, and I think Seneca Wallace will be the backup. I don't think you'll see Delhomme on the team next year, I don't think. Who knows what they, you know, they got up their sleeve. But I think what we've seen so far from Colt McCoy, I think it's pretty safe to say that there's a good chance that he'll be the guy next year, yeah.
Well, I think you're kind of, they're in a kind of a strange situation because you got Jake Delhomme for another year. Seneca Wallace is at that point in his career where he's proven that he can be a backup. He wants to play. He has earned a right to be a starter somewhere. And if you play Colt McCoy as your starter, you like to have Jake Delhomme around because they have a great relationship, he and McCoy, and they can he can help groom him and guide him along in the right direction. But then that moves Seneca Wallace to number three, and how happy is he going to be at number three? So you got they have a lot of situations here. They have to ponder who's going to be the guy, who's going to be number two. I would like to see all three stay because it gives them a solid quarterback staff. And if you let one of them go, for instance, Seneca Wallace gets traded, who's going to be your number three? And we've seen that you need to have three that can play.
Well, you know, that's a good point also. So, I mean, you know, you never know. I mean, I think it'll just all play out. I mean, the good thing about it is that we have a young quarterback that I think has a future. So that's all. Seneca Wallace and Jake Delhomme and guys like that, you know, they're a dime a dozen. But a quality starting quarterback right now is not. And I think we can hang our hat on Colt McCoy anyway. I hope so. Anyway, I love the way this year's played out for him. I really do. I mean, not that you want to see anybody get hurt, but, I mean, he got his feet. He learned for about 6 or 7 weeks, and then he got his feet wet, you know, playing for about 3 or 4 weeks. And now he's, instead of getting beat up, he's on the sidelines, and he's learning again. So I think the way the whole thing played out this way was a God's blessing. I mean, I really do, for the development of a young quarterback.
Well, and I agree. I think we got a chance to see what he can do and what he's made of. And he showed me a lot just in his moxie, the way he handles a team. And you know, unfortunately, he did get hurt, and he's not going to play the rest of the year, or may not play the rest of the year. But that was their plan in the first place, to let him sit all season long, develop, learn, grow. Maybe next year, maybe 2012, he becomes a starter. But I think getting a chance to play those 4 or 5 games, I think, brought a lot of peace to the whole organization and us as fans that he is a guy that we can hang our hat on, like you said, and can lead this team down the road.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I think it's just playing out perfect. I mean, I like the way everything is falling into place this year. I really do.
Finally,
now, if
something's
Holmgren
working.
Would finally come out and back Mangini, I'd be even a little happier.
Well, I tell you, though, the way this team has played, Mangini certainly has had this team in every single game. Really, even the Steeler game where Cole had to start his rookie game, this team has been ready to play. So I think it will get done. I like what I see happening there from the coaching staff on, and up above. All right, Trib.
Well, somebody's got to make some sense out of what Holmgren's thinking for me, because I'm a little confused in the Mangini area. So, I mean, someone would have to make some sense out of that for me. I wish somebody in the media would ask the guy.
Ask Holmgren what he means.
I mean, endorse your head coach.
Endorse it. Just right.
The guy's done a great job.
They're playing good. They really. I mean,
I just don't get it. I mean, I'm just. It's really confusing. I tried to get him on the air, and you know, we told him what we wanted to talk about, and he said nope.
All right. Well, that day will come. All right.
Yeah.
Now today we got
Christmas.
It's 2 weeks away.
Yeah. Right.
Less than 2 weeks away. All right. Are you doing your shopping online there? I hear all kinds of
I'm doing about all kinds of shopping online.
Are you down by the river, or is that what they call it?
The
river.
You're
at the river. All right, Trev. You've been right on the money. I mean, my gosh, people with your service listening to you week in week out with the way you've nailed these games. How do you see this one?
Yes, the people that have listened to me have made tons of money this year. Don't forget, you don't have to invest in the stock market. Just bet NFL football, you know, like the touts will tell you, you know?
Yes.
Today I see a Browns win, 2-0.
2-0, okay.
2-0.
I thought maybe you'd go high this week, like 50-48.
No,
like
I think
that.
The snow is going to have something to do with it. I think the Browns, the last time they played, it was 8-0.
Yeah.
I think it'll be even more of a defensive battle in this weather. I think Browns win 2-0 with a safety towards the end of the game.
Okay, so the over-under's 3?
The over-under's, it should be about 6.5, I guess, if they get what they're supposed to get as far as weather goes.
All right, Trev, as always, it's fun.
It's snowing in winter.
Okay, all right, there, get your sleigh ready. Get your reindeer going. Okay, Trev.
What was that word again?
Glop.
Glop.
It's glopping right now.
All right.
See you,
Glopper.
So, okay. Oh, boy. Mike Trivisano, you can hear Monday through Friday, 3 till 7 on News Radio WTAM E1100. The Browns are rolling out the orange carpet to welcome you and your guests, offering 12 exclusive locations to host your next gathering. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. You can do that today. And you are locked into the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show. Drive1Ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. We'll take a timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
We're Cleveland's country.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Keith Urban.
We are Lady Annabella.
99.5 WGAR. Cleveland's country is who we are on 99.5 WGAR.
Championship teams are grown, not made, and they always come out on top in the Heinz Red Zone, just like the official ketchup of the Cleveland Browns. Great-tasting Heinz tomato ketchup. No one grows ketchup like Heinz. That's because every red ripe tomato in every bottle is grown from Heinz seeds. Look for it in the Heinz Red Zone at your neighborhood Giant Eagle. Plus, Heinz and Giant Eagle will donate to the Cleveland Browns Foundation with every score.
Recognize that sound? That's your heart racing when law enforcement catches you for drunk driving. Truth is, it's happening more and more these days. Cops are cracking down all across America. If you drive drunk, it's more likely than ever you will get caught and you will be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. And maybe you could avoid feeling like this. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The game you've been waiting for is here. Browns versus Ravens. Score great seats for this epic matchup with the official resale marketplace of the NFL, NFL.com/ticket exchange. If you have tickets and can't go, easily sell them to other fans. With NFL.com/ticket exchange, buyers always get real tickets, and sellers never deal with ticket delivery or worry about getting paid. It's the easiest and safest way to buy or sell NFL tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange.
Hi, I'm Tom, and I've been a Giant Eagle Produce team member for over 40 years. My Giant Eagle advantage is making sure you get the freshest produce. No matter the time of the year, whether it's a new crop from California, Florida, or a farm right down the road, it's delivered fresh every day. We have over 100 organic fruits and vegetables to choose from. Plus, you can get it all for a great price, like Gala apples, only $1.69 a pound, and bananas, just 49 cents a pound. Fresh produce, low prices, that's my Giant Eagle advantage.
Participating stores only. See store for details.
Get ready. It's coming. Your Cox experience is about to get even better. Explore the web at unheard-of speeds. Engage in an all-new video experience. Discover a world of mind-blowing entertainment. Coming soon. An experience unlike any other. Only from Cox. Are you ready?
Save time, save money. CLE, going places, with valet available for those in a hurry. Convenient, affordable, safe parking, or utilize the outbound, reliable CLE taxi service. CLE, going places.
Hey, it's Alan Cox. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Football. And don't miss the Alan Cox Show tomorrow at 3 on 100.7 WMMS, your flagship for Cleveland Browns Football.
I love this weather. This is exactly what you'd expect. And the team's ability to handle the extreme cold, the wind, the snow, all those things, to be able to run the ball and stop the run, to be disciplined with a lot of distractions from a climate perspective, that's important.
The Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairymen's Milk and Ice Cream on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel.
Well, it's probably going to be wintry weather the rest of the way for the Browns, starting today in Buffalo, where they are getting ready to take on the Bills. Then they are at Cincinnati the following week, and then the final two games of the year, the day after Christmas, they'll take on Baltimore at the stadium, and they'll wrap things up January 2nd at the stadium against the Steelers. Browns fans, become a member of one of the largest organized fan clubs in all of pro sports, the Browns Backers Worldwide. Visit brownsbackers.org for more information. Well, the weather certainly is part of the story today, and joining us now, we go to the hotline, Channel 3's Holly Strano with the weather for us. Hi, Holly, how you doing?
I'm great.
Well, Holly,
it's been a busy few days.
It's what it sounds like. I see. Well, first off, tell us what the Browns are going to be playing before you give us the news on what we have to worry about back at home.
Yeah, you know, they've got rain right now, and they could have a little bit of wet snow mixing in at times in Buffalo today, but it looks like for the most part, it'll be rain. Temperatures mid to upper 30s, so similar to what we've had here this morning.
Okay.
Although now we're starting to see more of a changeover to snow. But nothing that they're not accustomed to in these two areas. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In both cities, we, God knows, between the lake effect and everything else, we've seen our share of it. So I think they're going to be just fine.
Okay, so the game should be fine. Rain, kind of just what it is right now. What we've got here is what they're going to have there. Now, for what we have here, what are we in store for the next few days?
Well, the winter storm warning kicks in at 7 tonight, so it looks like we could see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of snow overnight. And then behind the actual storm system, lake effect is going to take over. So it's going to be, honestly, upwards of 2 feet of snow possible by the middle of the week. So it could be some of the most significant weather we've seen so far this season. And in addition to all the snow, we've got bitter cold air that's going to be settling in tonight and into tomorrow. Very windy, so we'll have blizzard-like conditions at times. Wind chills below zero, I mean, the whole shebang. So school closings and things like that could be an issue for your Monday, Tuesday morning. You're just going to want to stay up to date with the latest, and of course, we'll be right here for you.
All right, Holly. Well, I wish you had better news, but hey, it is December, and it is Cleveland, right?
Right. It's festive, at the very least.
Okay, thanks a lot, Holly.
All right, go Browns.
Channel 3's Holly Strano. There you have it. So it's going to be a bit tricky here the next couple of days. All right, let's go to Buffalo. He's already getting ready to be on that rain all day, as Jameer Howard will be on the sidelines and, of course, work in the locker room after the ball game. Jameer, good morning. And, well, what can you tell us about who will not be playing today for the Browns?
Well, I can tell you that Jordan Norwood will not be playing. Titus Brown, Brian Sanford, Demetrius Williams, Evan Moore, Jamie Mitchell, and Scott Fujita. One of the notables on the Bills' defense is that number 28, Leotis McKelvin, will be starting in place of number 24, Terrence McGee.
Okay, so...
And number 12 is our third quarterback, Mike.
That's what I was going to ask you, because you didn't mention Colt McCoy, so he's number 3 today.
Yes, he's number 3 today.
Well, that is good to hear. That means that he is getting better, and looks like Jake, though, again, will be the starter, from what you've heard?
Yes, he will.
Okay. You know, Jameer, as we look at this ball game today, with the conditions the way they are, the Browns' special teams are going to be key. They've got one of the great bad weather kickers of all time, I think, in Phil Dawson. I know you spent some time with Phil this week. What are some of the things that you talked about with him?
Well, one of the things I talked about with Phil today, him and Reggie know that this game, they have to be on top of their game. They have to be ready. And Phil prepared in the Casey Coleman Fieldhouse this week because the Ralph Wilson Stadium has the same turf. And even though there was no win inside, he was able to pick certain targets to simulate the win. So today when he gets out there, he can pick his mental target and make the shot.
Very interesting. So he worked on that same feel. I guess that's the ground is such a key for a kicker.
Well, exactly.
He's been at the one of the best all time, really, kicking in this. So you stay warm today, Jameer. I will. And we'll talk to you from the locker room afterwards.
Okay, Mike, take care.
Jameer Howerton in Buffalo. So Phil Dawson. You know, that's a big key, Mike. We talk about the wind and so forth, but I guess for a kicker, and you've as a quarterback, you know, where your feet, you're planting and so forth, that's where when the surface gets slippery and that can be the biggest problem for a kicker. Or even a quarterback, maybe really getting your feet under you.
And you don't know whether it's the snow, rain, turf, grass, it's always going to be different, and there's really not a whole lot you can do to prep for it, other than you think about if it's going to be a little wet, what kickers like to do is not take as long a stride so that they kind of keep their weight over their feet a little bit more instead of extending their feet out. That prevents the slipping. As a quarterback, you'll still drop back and you'll drive away from center, but then you'll kind of shorten down your steps at the top of the drop, at the end of the drop, so the weight's on your feet and not spread out, so you'd less chance of slipping that way.
All right, well, Phil knows what he's doing. A guy that knows what he's doing is Jim Donovan. He's standing by, getting ready to bring you all of the action today, along with Doug Deacon from Buffalo. Well, Jim, it's the Browns, the Bills. I mean, it's not supposed to be sunny and clear, is it?
No, absolutely not, Mike, and it's not. I'll tell you what, these fans are going to sit in some tough conditions here at the Ralph Wilson Stadium today. It's just a steady rain coming down right now, and the key is what's going to happen at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The temperature's going to go down, and how will this change? Is it going to be a freezing rain? Are we going to get some snow? Field conditions are okay right now as far as you know what you got with the rain coming down, but is that going to change? Because I think we're walking a real fine line as far as that temperature is concerned.
Jim, when you look at a game like this, boy, special teams really become huge, don't they?
I think so, Mike, and it's been huge in the last few games between these two teams. Obviously, that blizzard game back in Cleveland, it was the whole game. I mean, you had a bad snap that went for a safety. You had Dawson kicking a couple of field goals. They were just amazing boots in that game at Brown Stadium. And last year, you had that 6-3 game here in October in those wins, and you had a fumbled punt that led to a Billy Cundiff field goal for the Browns that ended up winning that game. So I think the special teams coordinators, and they're both great, you know, on our side, Brad Seeley, hard to find a special teams coach any better in the NFL than Brad. But Bruce DeHaven back here in Buffalo has been doing some good things with these guys. So I'm sure it is going to be a very, very big factor. That, Mike, and I think ball security today. I mean, ball security and being able to hang on to it. And I'm not just talking about DeLome with, putting the ball in harm's way and maybe throwing a pick. I'm really talking about Peyton Hillis. And I'm sure if the game plan, as it usually does and probably definitely will today, centers around him, Peyton sometimes in his attempt to get those extra yards, I mean, it's admirable, but sometimes he exposes that ball and turns it over. And in wet conditions, it's really important that they hang on to the ball today.
So what you're talking about with the special teams and turnovers is field position is vital today. You cannot allow the team, your opponent, to have that short field. With the conditions tending to change now about 3 o'clock is what you're saying, somewhere in that third quarter, beginning of fourth quarter, it's vital then the Browns have to jump out on top and get that lead early and keep that pressure on the Bills, because when it gets to be freezing rain or snow, those kind of conditions, it makes it tough to throw the football and come back.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Mike. I really do. I think that in the later stages of the afternoon, certainly when we turn the corner, you know, third quarter and into that fourth quarter, I think it's going to be really dicey up here as far as field position is concerned. So I think the punters, and I think they're both great. I mean, Mormon's a great punter for Buffalo, and Reggie Hodges is having an all-pro year with what he's been able to do inside the 20 and even a little bit farther in, inside the 10-yard line. I think that becomes a huge factor in the game. And I think the Browns normally, especially on the road, play that kind of game anyway. I mean, even in sunny, good conditions, they really like to tilt the field and make it a long field.
All right, Jim, we look forward to your call today. Has Deacon got his parka with him today? Is he all bundled up?
He is just showing up into the booth right now, and I watched him come up the stairs, and it was a long, long trek for him in this kind of weather. He is soaked, but he is in the booth. We'll dry him out and have him ready to go by 1 o'clock.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim. We'll hear you coming up. Jim Donovan, he'll bring you all the action along with Doug Deacon. As well, Doug always patrols the field, so he's got that feel for it now as he's soaked right now, but he'll be dried out by 1 o'clock this afternoon. Visit drive1ohio.com and enter to win 4 tickets to a Cleveland Browns home game, courtesy of your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. We're about an hour away from that kickoff, and now a word from Geico.
Everyone knows that Geico could save you money on car insurance. You'd have to be living on Jupiter not to know that. Want to talk discounts? Geico's got a list of discounts as long as a gorilla's arm, including good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and discounts for auto safety features. In short, Geico's out to save you as much money as humanly possible. Scratch that. As much money as inhumanly possible.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
A lot of people say age doesn't matter. Well, when it comes to airplanes, Continental believes age does matter, which is why we're continually replacing old planes and adding new ones. They're some of the most technologically advanced, comfortable, and fuel-efficient in the sky. Just take a flight on one of our many new planes and you'll see. Age matters. For information and reservations, go to Continental.com. Continental Airlines. Work hard, fly right. Continental Airlines flies the newest jet fleet among global airlines based in the U.S.
Proud to stand on our own. Proud to be homegrown. A familiar face and a name you know.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
At Huntington, we're a Midwest bank. The people and places around here have done right by us, and we believe in returning the favor. That's why we reinvest your deposits back into the community, helping neighborhoods grow and businesses open their doors, creating jobs and opportunities for our neighbors. This may sound a bit shocking, a bank that actually cares about your community. But if you're ready for a bank that's interested in more than your balance, we're ready for you. Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
Come on in, Stan. The game is on.
What's with all the balloons?
I'm still celebrating the Brownies' big wins this season.
Oh, yeah, those were some huge victories. Hey, I heard there's another celebration in town.
Oh, yeah? Where?
The Ford year-end celebration.
So what are they celebrating?
The best deals of the year on our favorite brand.
Get to the Ford year-end celebration at your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Give me that balloon. I'll show you how I celebrate.
You are an airhead.
Browns fans, winning this NFL season comes down to making the right plays at the right time. The same applies when you're making your natural gas choice this winter season. Longtime Browns partner, IGS Energy, offers competitive rate plans to meet your individual or business needs. With IGS Energy, you choose the natural gas plan that's best for you. To learn more, visit IGSEnergy.com. IGS Energy, the energy behind your Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns football. 100.7 WMMS Cleveland.
It's fumbled on the ground. Eric Barton's on top of it, and that's going to do it. Eric Mangini's got a win. The Browns beat the Bills 6-3.
Instant classic.
I mean, I played in Buffalo before when I was in New York, so I kind of I've seen the place, felt the wind. So it's just going to be something to deal with, and we'll do our best and get through it.
The Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairymen's Milk and Ice Cream, on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel.
Less than an hour away from today's opening kickoff between the Browns and the Bills. Yes, an instant classic last year as the Browns got their first win, 6-3 over Buffalo. The two teams about ready to go at it again today, and it's time for our game day matchup brought to you by Geico. Tired of defending what you pay for car insurance? With Geico, you won't have to. Go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO for your free rate quote and see how much you can save. And we go back to Buffalo. Real pleasure to welcome to the show the voice of the Buffalo Bills, John Murphy. John, thanks for your time today. Well, John, Browns, Bills, December, this is what it's supposed to be about, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm curious as to your definition of classic, by the way, because that game last year, that had to be one of the worst NFL games I've ever seen, but hopefully we're beyond that.
Well, that was Coach Mangini that he was asked, yeah. He kind of chuckled about it the other day, because you're right, that was about as
classically
bad as
ugly,
yes.
Is what it was.
It was terrible. I mean, just field goals, and then the Bills, Roscoe Parrish dropped a punt, and I think Blake Costanza recovered, and field goal wins it. Just a terrible game. These two teams have had some rough games the last couple of years. I hope we at least get some decent football here today, regardless of who comes out on top.
Well, John, speaking of decent football, I know that the Vikings did a number on the Bills last week, but really over the last four or five games, the Bills have been playing a lot better, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. You know, it all kind of turned around at the bye week back in mid-October, and the Bills came out of the bye and went to Baltimore, took the Ravens to overtime, lost. They lost an overtime game the following week. You know, they had a stretch before last week in Minnesota, where a six-game stretch where they won two of them, lost four, all four losses by 3 points, and three of those four losses in overtime. So they were close. I do believe, people will sometimes say to you, oh, the Bills are much better than their record. You know, I kind of subscribe to the Bill Parcells theory. You are what your record says you are, and in the Bills' case, it's true. They just have not been good enough making plays down the stretch to win some of those games. But they did come close right after the bye week. They had a real nice six-week stretch going on.
Well, it's something the Browns are starting to figure out how to do is win those ugly games. And you find a way, no matter what you have to do to win football games, and the Browns are starting to do that. What was the major change, though, that the Bills, after their bye week, what was the major difference between before the bye week and after the bye week that put them in that situation that they were close or winning games?
You know, I don't know if it was one thing. I mean, starting in week three, they went with Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback, and that took a couple of weeks before he kind of got settled in. Fitzpatrick makes a difference. He's not a great quarterback, but he's very mobile. He's very smart, has total command of the offense, and throws a pretty good ball. He's not an extremely strong-arm quarterback, but a pretty good quarterback, and obviously an upgrade over where they were in the first 2 weeks. I think the settling in period for the 3-4 defense took a while, and maybe after the bye week they were a little bit better playing defense, although the numbers might not reflect that. They seemed to do a little bit better job defensively since the bye week. It just seemed like it took a while for everything sort of settled down and for this team to play maybe the way they were capable of playing.
Well, is Ryan the guy that they're going to look to long-term as their quarterback, or do you think that they're looking some other direction and just hopefully he can bridge that gap, so to say, between the next guy that comes in that they think will be their long-term guy?
Yeah, that's still up in the air. You know, a lot of people have said that. I look at him right now as sort of the bridge quarterback, just as you've said, the bridge quarterback, maybe a caretaker. I guess, you know, with still four games to play, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt and see how he finishes up here. But, boy, I just think the team needs a franchise quarterback. If it comes in the first round, great. If not, you know, I mean, you guys obviously got Colt McCoy in the third round, so maybe that's, you can get a quarterback there. But I do think Ryan Fitzpatrick has played well enough this year to ensure that he'll be on the roster next year. And maybe if they do draft a quarterback and you have a rookie playing quarterback, then he doesn't have to play right away, and that maybe is the best contribution that Ryan Fitzpatrick could make for this team down the road a little bit.
John Murphy, voice of the Bills, with us. John, Fred Jackson's really been picking it up lately at the running back spot, hasn't he?
Yeah, Fred is really, I think, one of the most underrated players in the league. You know, he had a great year last year, and he's still under the radar. He got caught in a situation this year where he was hurt in training camp and actually the first preseason game and was not quite healthy coming out of the gate when the season began. They had Marshawn Lynch when the season began. They have their first-round pick, C.J. Spiller, so the carries were scarce for Fred Jackson early on. But over the last several weeks, he has settled in to be the man as far as the Bills' offense is concerned, and he can do everything for him. He can run it. He can catch the ball. He's a great job. He does does a great job in picking up the blitz. He can even do return work if you want it, although he doesn't hasn't done it much this year. He really is the key man offensively for the Buffalo Bills and has been for a couple of years now.
Chan Gailey in his first year. Well, what's kind of the feel? Obviously, they're going to have some high draft picks. You know, if they get some people healthy, John, what is kind of the feel as you look ahead for the Buffalo Bills?
You know, I think most Bills fans feel like they're in good hands with Chan Gailey. He a very bright offensive strategist, does a great job of play calling, and there's a lot on Chan's plate here. He does call every offensive play while he is trying to run the team. There's only a few coaches in the NFL who are able to do that. I think he's done a great job with Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's obvious, and I think he does, moreover, a great job in designing this offense. So, you know, a team that's been starved for offensive production for several years now, I think most fans and most people observers feel like they're in good hands with Chan Gailey. They do need more players, and they do need, I think, to get better, particularly on the defensive side of the ball in the immediate years ahead.
John, as always, a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for being with us today, and all the best going forward.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good luck to you.
John Murphy, voice of the Buffalo Bills. Some insights on the Bills as the Browns and Bills get closer to action today. Right now, it's time to head inside the Browns front office, brought to you by Huntington. Welcome to a bank that's interested in more than just your balance. And with Jameer Howerton today is the Browns GM Tom Heckert. So we go to Jameer.
Thanks, Mike. Tom, since the last time we spoke, your number one draft pick, Joe Hayden, has been getting plenty of national attention, and you being a talent evaluator, talk about what do you like about his game?
Well, I mean, I think he's proven kind of, you know, why he went number seven. You know, he's a big physical corner that has super athletic ability and ball skills. And, you know, unfortunately, he didn't start off right off the bat. You know, he was just playing in our nickel, but now he's starting. And I think the more opportunities he gets, the more plays he's going to make.
Unfortunately, punter Dave Zasadil sustained his injury, but what a surprise to see Reggie Hodges step in and do extremely well.
Well, you know, Reggie's a very talented guy. You know, I had him in Philadelphia for a few games. You know, Eric had him in New York, and Mike actually had him in Seattle. So he's obviously a talented enough kid. He's punted in the league, and now he's just become more consistent. And, you know, he's had a heck of a year for us, and I'm glad we have him for the next few years.
And, Tom, punting is one thing, but also holding for Phil Dawson is another.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's a kind of an underrated deal there where, you know, he's done a great job. You know, for whatever reason, you know, Pontrebrand had a couple of bad snaps in the game-winning situations, and Reggie did an excellent job getting those balls down.
Also this season, we had a chance to see all three quarterbacks. That probably isn't the way the team intended, but there's depth, and all three show that they can command this offense.
Yeah, you know, and that's one of the things we went into this offseason. You know, we didn't know exactly which way we were going to go in the draft for the quarterback, so we got with Seneca and Jake both, they've won football games. And so, you know, fortunately, unfortunately, however you look at it, they all had to play, and they've all won games for us. So, you know, that's a good thing to have, is three quarterbacks who win football games. That's a great thing to have on the team.
And as GM of the club, how pleased are you to see the way the team is coming along strong and finishing out games?
Well, you know, it's great. Obviously, you know, our job is to win football games, and you know, we've lost a few tough ones, but we've won a few tough ones. So, you know, I think you know, and Eric and I talked about this the other day, where, you know, finally we're getting to the point where those games that come down to the crucial situation at the end of the game, we're winning those now. You know, where at the beginning of the year we didn't come out on top. So that's always great to see. You know, we have you know, a few more games here to see what happens.
Last week you claimed defensive back Sabby Piscitelli off of waivers. He's a former second round draft pick drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What do you like about this young man?
Yeah, well, Sabby is a guy that we liked coming out when I was in Philadelphia. You know, he's a big, physical guy, and he can run. So, you know, for whatever happened in Tampa, you know, we can't be too concerned about that. But, you know, we saw his athletic ability, and he's a really good special teams player. So, you know, we thought we'd give him a chance, and he played well the first game.
And, Tom, your club is heading out to Buffalo, cold weather game. You're no stranger of dealing with the elements. How do you see the elements, you know, playing a part in this game?
Well, you know, if it's snowy, it's going to affect the game. But I think it affects it for both teams. So, you know, we're predominantly running football team, so yeah, you think on paper it looks pretty good for us, but you know, they can run the football too. So you know, it's always interesting to see. You know, you're going to have probably some turnovers and things like that, but you know it's the same for both teams, so we'll see what happens.
Tom, thank you for your time.
All right, thanks for having me.
Browns general manager Tom Heckert with Jameer Howerton as we get closer to the Browns and the Bills in Buffalo today. Hey kids, join the coolest kids club in sports. Browns fans ages 13 and younger can register for the Cleveland Browns Kids Club at BrownsKidsClub.com or call 440-234-KIDS. You're listening to the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, Drive1Ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. We'll take a break on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Can a car define you? Can Can it speak to who you are or say you demand a higher level of personal service or demonstrate a higher appreciation of quality? It can if it's a Mercedes-Benz. Right now at Mercedes-Benz of North Olmsted, lease a new 2011 C300 for just $339 a month. And we'll always service any Mercedes-Benz, any model, any year. Come see why Mercedes-Benz of North Olmsted is the number one Mercedes-Benz dealer in the central U.S. Visit mbohio.com today for more details.
Blazingly fast, brilliantly powerful. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE. It's the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America and 10 times faster than what you're doing now. Right now, get a Pantech 4G USB modem for only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon store for a live demo or verizonwireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation on a 4G mobile broadband plan. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
What makes the holiday season complete? Friends and family, sure. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. And eggnog. It's a sure sign that the holidays have arrived. The rich, creamy taste you'll crave all year long is back in Dairyman's Classic Eggnog. Pick it up for your holiday party and savor the creamy taste that only comes around once a year. Backed by popular demand, try Dairyman's Pumpkin Spice Nog and Dairyman's Low-Fat Holiday Nog. There's a Dairyman's Eggnog that's just right for your tastes. Dairyman's Eggnog is available where Dairyman's products are sold. All the dairy best to you from Dairyman's this holiday season. Save time, save money. CLE, going places. With valet available for those in a hurry. Convenient, affordable, safe parking, or utilize the outbound, reliable CLE taxi service. CLE, going places.
It is the most wonderful time of the year. And this year, the most wonderful sounds of the season are on Mix 106.5. Holiday music right now. And every day through Christmas, it's Mixmas on Mix 106.5.
Get ready. It's coming. Your Cox experience is about to get even better. Explore the web at unheard-of speeds. Engage in an all-new video experience. Discover a world of mind-blowing entertainment. Coming soon. An experience unlike any other. Only from Cox. Are you ready?
It's Liberty Ford's 30th anniversary event. Right now, get up to 25% off the largest selection of new Fords in Northeast Ohio. Or get the best lease of the year on F-150 and pay only $339 a month for a well-equipped 4x4 Super Crew with Chrome Package. $339 a month on an F-150 4x4 Super Crew. Huge selection, guarantee financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
See LibertyFord.com for details.
Win tickets to see Rush Friday, April 15th in the front row. Enter to win now at WMMS.com.
Heavy snow collapsing the roof of the Metrodome in Minneapolis. Today's football game between the Vikings and New York Giants had already been moved to tomorrow night.
Witnesses say the Metrodome roof is no longer visible above the concrete bowl surrounding the dome, and that it now looks, quote, like a big dish of sugar.
The Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairymen's Milk and Ice Cream on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel.
And we go around the NFL, brought to you by AT&T. Find out what's possible when you can talk and surf the web at the same time on the nation's fastest mobile broadband network. AT&T, rethink possible. And that is the news right now that's breaking out of Minnesota, where the Giants and Vikings will not be able to play there today nor tomorrow. In fact, the game between the Giants and Vikings is slated now to be played tomorrow night at Ford Field in Detroit with a 7:20 kickoff. Because of the snow and that roof collapsing in the Metrodome. So they've got a mess up there. By the way, some are already calling it now an act of Favre, who has said had they gone ahead with the regularly scheduled game today, he would not have played. So the door is still open for him to possibly play tomorrow. Well, we go to our hotline right now, and joining us from the NFL.com and the NFL Network is Vic Carucci. And Vic, as we move on, a lot of talk this week about some big-name coaches, John Gruden and Bill Cowher. What are your thoughts about both of them going forward?
I think John is doing a spectacular job, as a lot of us can see on ESPN's Monday Night Football broadcast. He's having fun with that. But I do think his goal is to return to coaching. I think he's got his eye on some jobs that could come open. Again, I think the uncertainty of the labor situation might limit the field for that, because some teams that would want to have him as their guy but are uncertain about whether there'll be football for some or part of 2011 could be hesitant, because that's a big salary that would have to be paid for someone who isn't doing any coaching. But as far as any potential landing spots, really hard to gauge that one. I mean, you see the reports, we all see the reports that the Browns job gets mentioned because of a natural connect the dots with Mike Holmgren, having been with him before in Green Bay, and their history and his understanding of exactly the type of offense he wants to run. But Eric Mangini's doing a more than representative job there in his second season with Mike, his first season with Mike, his second season in Cleveland. And I think that may be resonating, so we'll see that. The other place that gets brought up a lot is San Francisco. He's a guy to keep an eye on, because he is going to be a hot candidate, one of the hottest candidates of all, I think, in 2011 and beyond.
How about Bill Cowher?
Bill is another interesting name, and I've gotten a great sense from him, talking with him periodically through the last, through this season, through the last several months, that he does want to come back to coach. Where is of course a question mark, and as far as a quote obvious spot that's always been mentioned is Carolina, because he lives down there. That job is expected to be open because John Fox wouldn't be returning. And it just hits on a number of positive points for him. Jerry Richardson, the owner, I know has a fondness for Bill Cowher. The question again becomes, financially, though, are they going to be in a position to pay the mega dollars that he'll want to come back, just as a Gruden, just as, a lot of, quote, big-name people might want? And will we have enough of a season for that to be warranted? So that's the one I'm keeping an eye on, and going along with some of the conventional wisdom that Carolina could be a landing spot.
Vic Carucci of NFL.com with us. Vic, you saw firsthand the two big games last weekend with Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and then New England and the New York Jets. What a performance by New England. Do they emerge now? Are they the favorite at the moment for the AFC title?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, I think when you've got home field secured, it's not secured, but you've taken a big step in that direction by beating the team that had the greatest threat to that if they had swept the Patriots. So beating the Jets puts the Patriots in very good shape for that. They look pretty invincible, 26 consecutive regular season wins in Foxborough or at Gillette Stadium. Tom Brady playing maybe the best football of his life when you consider how great his numbers were in 2007, and they led the league in scoring then. But, he had Randy Moss, who was catching a lot of deep throws, and it was a different sort of offensive approach, a very attack-oriented offense. This is a much more controlled offense, much more of a horizontal passing game to augment the running game. And yet they still lead the league in scoring, look as dangerous as ever. They involve tight ends more than ever, and that's been a plus. The issue, of course, is defense. They have mostly struggled on that side of the ball. They seem mostly vulnerable on that side of the ball, although holding the Jets to 3 points and scoring 45 the other night certainly speaks to a defense that can play well at times. And it's a young group, and Mike, the thing you got to look at is as the season goes on, young players, rookie players round out a lot of times into you know, into veterans. I mean, they you call them rookies, but in name only by the end of the year.
Vic, is always great talking with you. Thanks for your time. And I remind you, don't miss Vic Carucci and the NFL Network's game day coverage, game day morning, beginning at 9 a.m. every Sunday on the NFL Network. You're listening to the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, drive1ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. Browns and Bills, a little over a half hour away from the opening kickoff. Of note today, Colt McCoy is the third quarterback. Now, hopefully we won't see them, but it is a statement that he is obviously feeling much better as he got through some practice time earlier this week. We'll take a quick timeout and then get the keys to a Browns win from Mike Pagel. That's next on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
You never know who you'll see at Toyotathon. It's our biggest event of the year with big cashback savings direct from Toyota, including $1,000 cash back on a new 2010 Corolla, Prius, or any new 2011 Camry, including Camry Hybrid. Or get $2,500 cash back on any new 2011 Tundra Crewmax. For complete details, visit buyatoyota.com. Don't miss Toyotathon, now through January 3rd.
See your Northern Ohio Toyota dealers, proud sponsors of Cleveland Browns Radio. Toyota, moving forward.
Blazingly fast, brilliantly powerful. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE. It's the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America, and 10 times faster than what you're doing now. Right now, get a Pantech 4G USB modem for only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon store for a live demo or verizonwireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation on a 4G mobile broadband plan. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Panini's West Park is the home of Browns Primetime, hosted by me, Mike Snyder, and my special guest. Come and watch the live broadcast from 7 to 8 tomorrow night and meet your favorite Browns players. Panini's West Park is the biggest Panini's around with over 8,500 square feet. They have great food and beer specials. Be a part of Browns Primetime tomorrow night from 7 to 8 at the best sports bar on the west side, Panini's West Park.
Fresh, delicious, made from scratch Tango's tortilla chips make Cleveland Browns Stadium nachos the very best in sports. Tango's tortilla chips are the preferred tortilla chips of sports fans. Visit tangoschips.com today to learn more about delicious Tango's chips. They're made locally, right here in Northeast Ohio. Officially licensed to be the crunch of the party, Tango's tortilla chips always take a touchdown Tango trot. Where do futures begin? They begin at Cuyahoga Community College. Tri-C offers more than 70 passion-focused career programs, from healthcare to culinary arts, public safety to creative arts. Visit tri-c.edu to learn more about the many affordable degrees that can lead to a job you love. Enroll now at tri-c.edu. Tri-C, where futures begin.
At Mark's, we're making your holidays tastier and more affordable with great prices on all varieties of wishbone salad dressing. Choose from favorites like Italian, balsamic, raspberry hazelnut, and olive oil vinaigrette. And creamy creations from Caesar and Ranch to Thousand Island and blue cheese with gorgonzola. Through January 2nd, you can buy any 2 16-ounce bottles of wishbone dressing for only $4. Happy holidays from your friends at Mark's.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The most powerful force on the planet.
Here at weekday mornings on 100.7 WMMS and the WMMS iHeart Radio channel.
A good group of guys. Everybody's pulling the same direction. I think there's a much higher comfort level with each other, with the system. There's a real commitment across the board to keep improving.
The Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again are Mike Snyder and Mike Pagel.
We're a little over a half hour away from today's opening kickoff. Coming up in just a little bit, player profile with veteran linebacker David Bowens. We'll get his thoughts about playing in foul weather. It's not going to be snowy in Buffalo, at least for the first few hours of the game, as it's pretty much what we have here, kind of a rain and temperatures in the mid-30s. And it's time. And also, we're going to hear from Coach Mangini coming up leading up to the opening kickoff. That's just in a little bit. But right now, it is time for the keys to the game, brought to you by Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers. Now is the best time to visit your Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers during the year-end celebration. Visit drive1ohio.com. Well, my Mike Pagel. We've kind of laid it out there. The Browns, the Bills. Browns at 5-7. Bills 2-10 at home, playing better of late, but coming off of a loss to Minnesota. What are your thoughts on what the Browns must do today to win this game?
Well, with the weather, the predictions that in the third quarter, fourth quarter, in that area, the weather is going to turn from being wet to either freezing rain, sleet, snow, something like that. It's vital. Let the Browns jump out early. Jump out early, get that lead, put the pressure on Buffalo's offense to come out and score a lot of points. Secondly, maintain possession of the football. Do not turn the ball over. Pound the running game. Play field position. Make Buffalo go the length of the field. When the weather is bad like this and it's windy, it's hard for an offense to sustain drives. Third thing they have to do is defensively put a lot of pressure on Fitzpatrick. Don't let him get comfortable standing back there in the pocket, because he has proven he can beat teams in this league. They've scored a lot of points in the last couple of weeks offensively. The best way to stop that is put Fitzpatrick on his backside.
All right, Mike, those are the keys. You've got it there, and that ball security. Peyton Hillis going for 1,000 yards today, and hopefully we'll get into that end zone one or two times, and the Browns special teams will be special as they try to get that sixth win of the year. As we move along, you're listening to the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, drive1ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. Coming up next, we'll go one-on-one with Browns linebacker David Bowens on Player Profile after this quick timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
We're Cleveland's country.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is Keith Urban.
We are Lady Annabella.
99.5 WGAR. Country is who we are on 99.5 WGAR.
It's Liberty Ford's 30th anniversary event. Get up to 25% off the largest selection of new Fords in Northeast Ohio. Or save on Liberty's best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, and get 0% financing for 60 months. Or better yet, lease a well-equipped Escape XLT for only $229 a month. $229 a month. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
See LibertyFord.com for details.
Blazingly fast, brilliantly powerful. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE. It's the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America, and 10 times faster than what you're doing now. Right now, get a Pantech 4G USB modem for only $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any Verizon store for a live demo or VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE. Rule the air. Verizon. Requires new 2-year activation on a 4G mobile broadband plan. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com/4GLTE.
The Browns may only play once a week, but you can enjoy Donato's everyday values whenever you want. Like Donato's new cheesier extra-large bakery pizzas, just $10 each. Each new recipe bakery pizza features 16 big slices with your favorite topping on Donato's new crispier bakery style crust, smothered with smoked provolone, mild cheddar, and creamy whole milk mozzarella cheeses for just $10. Add extra toppings for just a buck each, only at Donato's. The difference is delicious. Tax and delivery extra, not valid with other offers. See stores for details.
Championship teams are grown, not made, and they always come out on top in the Heinz Red Zone, just like the official ketchup of the Cleveland Browns. Great tasting Heinz tomato ketchup. No one grows ketchup like Heinz. That's because every red ripe tomato in every bottle is grown from Heinz seeds. Look for it in the Heinz Red Zone at your neighborhood Giant Eagle. Plus, Heinz and Giant Eagle will donate to the Cleveland Browns Foundation with every score.
Save time, save money. CLE, going places, with valet available for those in a hurry. Convenient, affordable, safe parking, or utilize the outbound, reliable CLE taxi service. CLE, going places.
Are you still looking for the perfect gift? Charles Scott gift cards make great gifts for the one you love. One size fits all. You can either call today or stop in one of our two locations in Rocky River and Westlake. Or visit charlesscott.com to get yours today.
Magic 105.7,
where Cleveland's greatest hits sound like this.
Lanigan and Malone in the morning.
And Cleveland's greatest hits all day. Magic 105.7.
Hey, it's Rover. When the weather sucks, get complete up-to-date school closing info at any time at WMMS.com.
Player Profile on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here again, Mike Snyder.
We are getting closer to today's opening kickoff as the Browns get set to take on the Buffalo Bills. And our guest is Browns linebacker David Bowens. And David, well, you guys really had a great defensive win last week. And I think, and I say great defensive, everybody really contributed.
That was the key. You know, we rotated guys in there. You know, everyone stayed relatively healthy. Everyone contributed. And our game plan, you know, involved everybody. So it was fun all around.
And, you know, a couple of old-timers making that big play. You know, you deflect it, Adams catches it, gets the interception. Talk about that particular play and how you were able to deflect that pass.
Well, Sean and I had a game, you know, defensive line stunt. We had a game on, and I had got picked up by the guard, so I wasn't able to get any rush. And so I was just reading the quarterback's eyes, and I saw him getting ready to throw the ball, and I just put a hand up, and we had a lucky bounce. And Matt and Mike finished with the play, and a heck of a play, and we finished the game.
What is it about you now? We've seen these last 2 years where you're kind of like that fine wine as the season goes along. We keep seeing you making big plays, more of them it seems as the year goes along.
Well, it's just, you know, it comes from Rob, and I can't take all the credit. Rob does a great job of putting me in position. And once I understand what he wants out of me throughout the week, you know, I can slow the game down on Sunday, and I can understand what he needs out of me. And that comes from him trusting me. Brian Cox does a great job of scheming things. He trusts me as well. So it comes from, you know, it's a little bit of everybody.
David, this year the defense has had to go through some injuries. You've had folks moving around, but yet it's hung in there. And I guess last week, maybe there was a little slippage going into that game, but you guys put the pads on, I hear, last week and really kind of amped it up for the ball game.
Our emphasis, you know, the two games prior to Miami, we had a terrible tackling day. What we wanted to do was to go out on last Wednesday, tackle, hit a little bit, you know, take the pads off on Thursday. It showed in the game. I thought we tackled well in that game, and it hasn't showed up in a while, especially against Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams, arguably the two best, you know, in the game right now. I think our tackling, you know, did good, even on the perimeter with the secondary.
David, last week Joe Hayden had a big day, but I think Eric Mangini said, all right, Joe, that's your last game in Florida now. Here we go, and here you go to Buffalo. What about playing this time of year? You're going to play in Buffalo, Cincy, and then two home games to wrap this thing up, and, you know, you might need to take a sleigh to work.
It's tough man's football. You know, this is the way we like it. You know, it's all about the elements at this point, and it's all about who make the fewest mistakes, who takes care of the ball more, and who's tougher. And, you know, growing up in the Midwest, I'm not too unfamiliar with it. You know, this is how I like it.
Well, yeah, no, you played in Miami a little bit, but you like the snow stuff, right?
I still have that Midwest mentality, you know. And last year when we had a couple freezing games, and those were the best games we've had. I mean, it was fun to play in the cold.
Now, you get Buffalo this week. They've had some problems, but they've also shown that they can play with anybody. I think anybody in this league seems like week in, week out. What about this week and keeping that focus with another game on the road?
The biggest mistake we made this year was underestimating a Carolina team. You know, we looked at them on film, and, you know, we thought we were better matched than they were. But this is the NFL. They came out and played their tails off, and we were in a dogfight. We're not going to do that this week. And Buffalo is a very talented team. I mean, they've been in every game. I think they've had four or three overtime games against great teams. And so, you know, we're gonna look at these guys tough and play them tough.
David, good luck this afternoon against the Bills.
Thanks, Nat.
Browns linebacker David Bowens, our guest, as we get closer to the Browns and the Bills. Up next, we'll hear from head coach Eric Mangini after this timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like,
here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
What makes the holiday season complete? Friends and family, sure. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. And eggnog. It's a sure sign that the holidays have arrived. The rich, creamy taste you'll crave all year long is back in Dairyman's Classic Eggnog. Pick it up for your holiday party and savor the creamy taste that only comes around once a year. Backed by popular demand, try Dairyman's Pumpkin Spice Nog and Dairyman's Low-Fat Holiday Nog. There's a Dairyman's Eggnog that's just right for your tastes. Dairyman's Eggnog is available where Dairyman's products are sold. All the dairy best to you from Dairyman's this holiday season.
The Browns are now accepting deposits for new 2011 season tickets. Place your deposit and receive first choice of available seating locations. Enjoy the same great seats for every home game. Flexible payment options, personalized service, all at a significant savings over single game ticket prices. Choose from multiple categories, including the AT&T Club level and the Dog Pound. Call 440-824-3434 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today.
Phantom Fireworks has been lighting up backyards of America from coast to coast for over 30 years with all consumer fireworks permitted by law. Phantom is known the world over for having the brightest, loudest, and safest backyard fireworks available. Our fireworks are sure to spice up any celebration, from traditional use for July 4th and New Year's Eve to birthdays, weddings, and of course, the big game. Phantom Fireworks has 10 Ohio locations. Log on to fireworks.com for the location nearest you and for showroom specials and coupons. Phantom Fireworks, lighting up backyards of America from coast to coast.
Yeah, baby! Another kickoff return for a touchdown!
Yeah, he's quick, powerful, agile,
and homegrown.
And homegrown?
Kind of like the EcoBoost engine available on the new Ford Taurus.
What?
Yeah, EcoBoost. It's a V6 that delivers the power of a V8. And it's built right here in Cleveland.
I'd like to see this EcoBoost in action.
Oh, come on, I'll take you for a ride. After the game's over, of course.
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go! Woof, woof!
Here we go, Browns!
Hey, it's Chad Zumach. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Football. Don't miss the Alan Cox Show tomorrow at 3 on 100.7 WMMS, your flagship for Cleveland Browns Football.
There's no doubt who's in control.
Time now for the Coach Mangini Report. Brought to you by Liberty Auto Group, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Here again is Mike Snyder.
We are getting closer to today's battle between the Browns and the Bills. You're listening to the Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers Tailgate Show, drive1ohio.com, presented by Dairyman's Milk and Ice Cream. It's time to hear from Browns head coach Eric Mangini. To do that, we go to Buffalo. Here's Jameer Howardon.
Thanks, Mike. Well, Coach, taking a look back at last week's game, you had to be very pleased at the way your team played complimentary football.
I was, and what I was pleased with, too, is I thought we had a really good week of preparation in all three phases, and that's what you need to do week in and week out is be consistent and then carry that over into the game, and I thought we did. And offensively, being able to make the plays that we did when we needed to make them, was extremely important. Then defensively, creating the turnovers that we had, including the one at the end that set up the field goal, as well as being physical in the running game and making strides in the running game against a team that was determined to run it with two excellent backs and the Wildcat offense. And on special teams, the things that we did in our punt game in terms of field position and also in the kickoff coverage, I thought was outstanding.
Well, Coach, last week it was sunny Florida, and this week it's cold Buffalo. But this is football weather, and you're no stranger to playing in these elements, whether it was in New England or New York and even here. Talk about the elements, and how do you see them being a factor in this game?
Well, it could be a huge factor in the game. You don't know whether you're at our stadium or whether you're in Buffalo Stadium. So many things can affect the game based on the weather, the wind, snow, the temperature, and going outside and practicing that and getting used to those things is really important, because guys come from all over the country and then they haven't been exposed to conditions like we play in, and our ability to function at the same level regardless of what the external conditions are is a big part of being successful.
And when you look at this offense, they use their running backs in passing situations along with their talented wide receivers. How effective is this group?
I think they've done a great job. I really like what Ryan Fitzpatrick's done. He makes plays with his feet. He extends plays. He throws a very accurate ball. And he spreads it around to a lot of different guys. You see a guy like Steve Johnson, who Had 12 catches the first 2 years, now he's at 61 catches. Lee Evans has caused problems year in and year out. He's a great deep ball threat and can hit a home run at any point. A guy like David Nelson, who's a rookie and approaching rookie records for the Bills. In addition to that, you've got C.J. Spiller, who can catch the ball out of the backfield, Fred Jackson, and the list goes on. And it starts with Fitzpatrick and what he's been able to do.
Defensively, this is a very tough physical group up front, and they have a fire starter in the back and their strong safety, Dante Whitner.
They're very big inside with Kyle Williams, who I think is extremely talented, tough, high motor, makes a lot of plays. Marcus Stroud, he's a load, and he's hard to deal with in the center of that defense. Paul Posluszny, who's fourth in the NFL in tackles. Chris Kelce on the edge, who causes problems week in and week out for offensive, both in the run game and the passing game. And Dante Whitner, who I think is an outstanding box safety and can do a lot of things.
And on special teams, rookie C.J. Spiller has been averaging 11 yards per punt return and has more than 800 yards and a touchdown on 33 kickoff returns. How do you contain this guy?
Well, he creates problems in the sense that he's got excellent vertical speed and he can change direction. He'll dramatically change direction. And he can hit the home run like he did against New England. Now, you've got him, but you also have Leotis McKelvin, who, when I was looking at him in the draft, he was a very good corner, but also brought that explosive return potential both as a kick returner and a punt returner. And he almost brought the kickoff in overtime against Pittsburgh back in that situation. So we've got a lot to handle from that perspective.
2-10, yes they are, but they're a tough and well-coached team, and this is going to be a challenge come this weekend.
I think the thing you look at first is they're one of the least penalized teams in the NFL, which means they're disciplined. And every single week during the game, they went in overtime with Pittsburgh, they went in overtime with Kansas City, they went in overtime with Baltimore. They were able to score 30 points against New England and had a chance to tie it up late in the game, and they had 49 points against Cincinnati. This is a team that, like us, is growing, is learning, is getting better each week, and they're at home, and they're going to be fired up.
Coach, thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
Thanks, Jameer.
Back to you, Mike.
Thanks, Jameer. The Coach Mangini Report is brought to you by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The Browns and Bills are coming up next on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.